Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Well, this is one of those nice times that we get out of the studio, and we're recording this week's edition of Spectrum at the Monroe College location in Flushing, Queens. Now, we get to Flushing from time to time because it's one of the large Chinese neighborhoods here in the greater New York area. And we have a return visitor to our program, Evan Jerome. Evan, welcome back to China America Radio.
It's great to be here.
Now, we've had you on before, and of course, you're affiliated with, intimately affiliated with Monroe College. For our listeners who are just joining us for the first time, I know they've seen Monroe College signs and buildings around. Give us a little backstory on the university and the college.
Monroe College started in 1933. We have campuses in Westchester, in the Bronx, in Queens now, in St. Lucia. We have an online campus. We have 7,300 students. We're a private college that gives incredible support and attention to students. We're more career-focused, not only graduation, but securing a good position in industry is really our goal for every student. We have an incredible culture. Students are number one. And it's great to be here in Flushing. We've been here for about 2.5 years, and we love it.
So what was the inspiration to put a campus in Flushing since Monroe College has other locations that are doing well?
It was partly personal for me and also for the college strategic. The personal side for me was I started coming to Flushing on my own and exploring the neighborhood. I used to go to this great vegetarian restaurant called Buddha Bodai, which was around here. And I couldn't get over how vibrant a neighborhood it was, how ethnically diverse it was, and how much development was coming into the neighborhood. So I was just kind of awestruck by the neighborhood, and I thought it could be a great opportunity for Monroe. So I really connected it to the college. And for Monroe, Flushing represents a few things. It represents reaching a whole new demographic of students that we just haven't really had so much of at the college. Flushing represents a bridge to a new region of New York City, which is Queens. Monroe has, for decades, been in the Bronx and in Westchester, in New Rochelle. And I would say, thirdly, Flushing represents our incredible growth in international recruitment. At the college now, we have roughly 1,000 students out of 7,300 students are international students, traveling to New York City and learning with us. So Flushing represents our growth in China, in India, Bangladesh, Latin America, all these countries where we're now seeing incredible growth in terms of our student body.
Well, in addition to the academic side and the classes that you have, which we'll talk about in just a bit, you also are involved in some other activities. And I understand you have an Israel-Asia Alliance conversation coming up. You want to address that? Tell us how that came about and what it is?
That was another example of a bit personal and then also professional and kind of connecting the two. I've been, very involved with Israel for many years. I travel to Israel usually once a year. I have a lot of friends who live in Israel, and I have good contacts at the Israeli consulate. Israel right now, to make a long story short, is really looking for more support from the Asian countries. It's a very difficult period right now with support, especially from a lot of the European countries. And the United States is probably the strongest ally of Israel. But as Israel looks to the future, it really needs Asia. It needs China. It needs Korea. It needs Southeast Asia to be more engaged in the political dialogue in the Middle East. So I opened up the site in Flushing for the college, largest Chinese community outside of mainland China. New York has close to a million individuals, from China. How can I connect the two? How can I help Israel? And how can I educate the Chinese community on Israel? So I approached the Israeli consulate. They have an organization that they're connected with called Stand With Us, which is an Israel advocacy group in the United States. And I approached them and I said, why don't we do a few conversations, have a conversation series for the Chinese community, for the Asian community, on the importance of Israel, the only true democracy in the Middle East, and Israel is a leader globally in so many different areas, from technology to biotech. So there's so much there. How can we educate the Asian communities that are in New York more in Israel? So we came up with a program which I'm really pleased about. It's called the Israel-Asia Alliance Conversation Series, and we're doing three conversations between the winter and the spring. The first conversation we did in December, and we had the Deputy Consul General from Israel visit Flushing and talk to the Chinese community. There were close to 100 people there. The second conversation, which we're reviewing today, is a conversation by Congresswoman Grace Meng on Israel, and that is going to happen on Monday, March 7th, right in downtown Flushing, and we hope to have close to 100 people there. It's going to be a very informative and meaningful event.
While you were speaking, my brain was looking backwards to the phrase, what goes around comes around, because Jewish population and Chinese population are the two largest non-Christian immigrant groups in the United States. And the history and the symbiosis between those two groups of people goes back to the very earliest days and the settlement houses in the Chinatown and the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
So it's an alliance that may be a century and a half in the making, and now each one of these entities has its own state, has its own place to be and a place in the world, and now shaking hands and getting back together again. So I kind of find that to be sociologically interesting, if nothing else. The relationship between Israel and China should not be a surprise.
Yep.
It's separated by many times and many situations and many events globally, but certainly there's a long-distance handshake that's been going on a very long time.
Yeah, that's right. There's an affinity, which is, as you mentioned, has gone on for I think a few centuries, which is an affinity between the Jewish people and the Chinese people. I'm not a historian. During the period of the exile from Judea, but there is historical confirmation that, one of the lost tribes from ancient Judea trekked its way into China. Jews have been trading in China for, I believe, centuries. The very famous, wealthy Sephardic family called the Sassoons have been in Shanghai for years. Harbin up in the north was a substantial Jewish community dating back, I believe, a couple of centuries. So there's an affinity there. I also personally think the Chinese food that we know in America, the popular Chinese food for Americans, not the ethnic Chinese food that the Chinese are eating, but the Americanized Chinese food, the sweet and sour tanginess of that food, I definitely see influenced by Eastern European cuisine, which is very sweet and savory and tangy. And finally, one of the most important historical episodes in World War II, with the genocide in Germany, genocide in Europe by Nazi Germany, one of the most historical important episodes was really that Shanghai was the only free port in the world that Jewish refugees could go to. And Jews remember that very important episode to this day, and they're not going to forget it.
And as in a parallel world, the Chinese had their own genocidal experience with the Japanese,
right,
in the same confrontation on the other side of the world. So it's an amazing parallel. And the fact that people even today make light of, on Christian holidays, you can always find Jewish people in Chinese restaurants. So that's,
yep.
We even have a Supreme Court justice that made that point on Where Were You Last Christmas.
That's right.
Anyway, well, Evan, thank you very much. One more time, the event with Congresswoman Grace Meng is going to be coming up on Monday, March the 7th. That's going to be in the afternoon at the Sheraton LaGuardia East Hotel in Flushing. And if people want some more information, how can they find out more information about it or register to attend?
Yeah, it's going to be with Congresswoman Meng, and it's going to be a light luncheon. There's no charge. And if anyone would like to reserve, they can contact the Queens site of Monroe College, which is 914-740-6614, or they can email queens@monroecollege.edu. We also have the event on Eventbrite, which is an excellent event planning website. So if you go to Eventbrite, you can find it and register there.
Thank you very much. Evan Jerome has been our guest from Monroe College. I'm Steve Warren, and thank you again for joining us. And we'll be speaking about some other Monroe College events coming up soon. Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.